because lacking of this how sadhu sangha and shiksha guru, all are bound to fall. A man cannot be in the same
level
or same class always. And if he has no faith, then he must fall down. So I am very happy. You will any of I think never, I have firm belief, strong belief that you will not fall. I fell down. Never. I know that you are real. In real sense, at home. Founded by Brahma. Established by Brahma. And in the line, Narada Goswami, second one. Third is one. Not only Vyasa, Krishna, wife and Veda Vyasa. So met Srimad Guru.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Manifested. And then Ishwar Puripad, you know, and Marvendra Puripad. And then Ishwar Puripad. Then Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodaraya. They are really Ishwar. We should not be
sectarian.
A frog in weather. Never, never. Oh, you should be. Yeah, then you can be a frog, but of ocean. Then you can realize the mercy of the Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Or then you can, if you are frog in weather. You cannot realize it. So if you are coming from the world and looking, oh, seven oceans of the world. And that Swamiji went everywhere, you know. And he manifested his mercy to all, without any cross and creed. Those who can, oh, you should chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Oh, somewhere you can. Oh, are you disciple of Krishna Maharaj? Oh, yes, I am disciple. Oh, he blessed. Oh, you are my dear. Oh, from where you are coming? From Sridhar Maharaj? Oh, yes, I say. Oh, come on. Oh, from where you are coming? I am coming from Australia. Oh. Oh, are you happy? Oh, yes.
I shall make you happy.
But now there are so many
walls.
Here, there. Anyone should not.
So many gates with the lock.
Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful. Boundless merciful. A dog came to him. Oh, your dog of
Sivananda Sen.
And he, what is? He gets some
coconut. Mahaprasad, coconut Mahaprasad.
And he told Hare Krishna, and went direct to
Guru.
So, I want that. Even a dog of any related to Swami, I want that he should be like all my
bosom
friend. With my bosom friend. We are of the all of her, one family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Australia, in America, whether in England, or in
Holland,
or even in Muslim countries, no harm. Don't you think that, oh, we are of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And chanting Hare Krishna. All Hare Krishna. We should try to get honor. Krishna is just a green from Manasardri. And if Dikshasti Keta, and if not criticizing anyone, always Nindadi Sunna. and always chanting and remembering, observed in high class Vaishnava, Rasik and Bhagavata. Then you have to go and fall down in there.
Lotus.
And try to serve with the whole life and his or Pranabandhu. Pranabandhu? Like this. Never yet, Rupa Goswami has told that he should be only the disciple of my Gurudev. Has he written? Never. So try to follow all these things in correct way. I'm very happy. That whole Mumar Lamba. All the devotees have come here. Very
good. Very good.
I'm so much inspired. Where is Tapan?
Cooking.
No, he could be here. And all other times.
Okay.
All the devotees I met there. All Mumar Lamba Bala. So we will.
From Melbourne, Wallahi,
so. I'm joining Sarkar.
We are before in Murlamba.
Yes, but from Melbourne.
But most of the devotees which we met,
why
all are here. The Bangalore was also there. All over. Have you there? So, I'm very inspired. And you are helping me in this work. Preaching in the line of Swami. All you are there. So I am not making any disciples, but I am making my friends, making an involvement that I can tell some Harikatha to them and they can hear. Really be. Like Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Sati told, oh, you are my Deepad Bandhu.
Uddharan Bandhu.
Uddharan Bandhu. What is the meaning? What?
My friends who saved me from a great calamity.
You are saving me from great calamity. Also you are saving me. Say, Guru, never think that I am making so many disciples. These are all wealth of Krishna. All very fragrant, very smooth and very sweet flowers. Guru takes them and gives in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Guru only does this. He never thinks that, oh, all these disciples are my property. Never. Other of his.
Kangaroo.
So, every Guru is that. All the disciples are very sweet, fragrant, smooth flowers of Radha and Krishna consciousness. If a Guru gets this in the lotus feet of Radhika, oh, he takes it and wears it in the garden of, in the neck of Krishna. Oh, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So we have to try to do what? What?
Break
the
wall.
Break
down the barriers. Break the wall.
Break the wall.
Break the walls.
All. And make smoke that all our family can be together and chant and render and go. Prima.
Hari Hari.
Your machine is there? Not here?
Yeah.
Yes, Where is he going?
1 minute.
Are you coming home?
1 minute.
Dosta, ye dosta.
No, no, it's the guitar.
No, the guitar's good.
Yeah, just in truth.
I think that how in Moggallamba, everything was managed very peacefully.
Yeah.
I want that same to be here. No problem to be here. I will hear that, oh, we are all happy. No problem at all. Any problem should not come to anyone. And especially to me. And you should manage it very in a good way. And our classes for 4 days are 5 days.
Yeah.
4 or 5 days. Five. Especially in evening, I will say sometimes very little in morning. But in evening, I will. I am thinking what to say, but I may complete that.
Manasiksha.
And something more. Advance without delay.
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Prabhu Nityananda.
Om Vishnu Padaya.
Hey,
Namo. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. From beginning.
Thank you.
that even when I was young, I could never stand to see another person suffer. I was impressed by the fact that Prabhupada was always compassionate. It's not something he learned, but his nature was simply compassionate. He was mentioning that. It wasn't a developed quality. He said that he always had this quality. Anyone want to say anything further on compassion?
The original master is a story with Sanyasi. One day, Sanyasi wanted to stop ladies in the temple. All the ladies going to walk outside the temple, and then they came and they were discussing, and they said, "Prabhupada, I'm not there with anything like that." And then Prabhupada said, "Okay, discuss again, and then come back and tell me your decision." And he came back and said, "Okay, we're going to do like that, and maybe you're not going to come into the temple. It's going to be like that from now on." And Prabhupada said, "Okay, I'll send you to discuss and decide, but in fact, we're going to keep the ladies in the temple because human life is just so important. I couldn't bear to see the ladies or children just wasting their human life. They have to come into the temple.
Respectful. A person who shows adequate respect to a spiritual master, a Brahmin, and an old person is to be understood as being respectful. Who had that? Anybody can give examples? Now, Jai Dhanamaj, you have to get sharp.
When Prabhupada was discussing with Professor Katovsky was saying that caste is on the basis of birth. Prabhupada said no, and Katovsky said it again, Prabhupada said no. Katovsky said it again, and Prabhupada said, "With great respect, I humbly beg to submit that you are speaking incorrectly."
Prabhupada addressed the first meeting we had in Bombay. When we came there, there were assemblies of many older persons and very, you know, well-to-do people. Prabhupada said, I'm simply requesting you withdraw between my teeth, you know, touching your feet," he said. "I'm begging you, please accept the mercy of Lord Chaitanya."
Yeah.
So respectful.
Those are in
no time. Gentle. Any person who neither becomes impudent nor exhibits a puffed up nature is called gentle. Example.
Once in the airport, the authority told the employee to can't exactly remember what the code is going
to not to chant loudly.
Not to chant loudly. Move.
Any examples? All right, we'll go on. Liberal. Any person who is by his nature, natural behavior, very mild, is called liberal.
There's an example of his discourse his discourse with managers of Gita Press in Hyderabad when he was
Gorakhpur.
When they were seriously attacking him for initiating Western people to Brahmana and
this was not with Gita Press. This was with Brahmins in Hyderabad, not Gita Press.
Uh-huh.
So what happened?
And he was just standing madly and with his head down, and he just spoke a few times that, "I just wanted to fulfill the order of my spiritual master." And after some time, these people were speaking quieter and quieter, and finally they hanged their heads down and left.
Where did you hear this?
Sitanasana.
Yeah. He said that. So he was probably with Prabhupada. I know another example when I was with Prabhupada in Hyderabad with these same Brahmins. And in that case, Prabhupada dealt with them in a very different way. He quoted endlessly from different scriptural statements to prove that what he was doing was completely authorized by Shastra. And he defeated them thoroughly. But I have no doubt in what you're saying. I'm just saying that there were different times. That's why I was wondering. I had a personal experience being with Prabhupada in Hyderabad.
In the beginning, when devotees that weren't following the regular principles or anything, so one time the devotee was smoking and he was going to give a smoke to the Prabhupada, okay, so they only smoked 5
cigarettes. Very liberal. A person shy, a person who sometimes exhibits humility and bashfulness is called shy. Humility and bashfulness.
When someone goes to Prabhupada, Prabhupada was just like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Prabhupada was very, very, yes, my Guru Maharaj.